IQ.
N0TR Mobile.
Madam Hope, all one. Interfering.
No, sir. No problem whatsoever. How's your day going, bud?
It's been busy. been up since about 5 o'clock. It's busy, 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 busy. Right now, I'm headed over to the one of my eye doctors. And, so, be nice to get home, just stay home.
We both had colds lately, but are recovering. Oh, we just went down to Home Depot, and we got a refrigerator coming tomorrow, and a friend of mine wants the refrigerator, so I had to change some paperwork around and got that all fixed and went to the doctor's office for Bernice's heart checkup, and that all come out good. And now we're headed down to Aldi's, of course, and then maybe over to Publix and get some old dead chicken.
I'll tell you what, they know how to fix old dead chicken, especially the fried type. I love their chicken. And matter of fact, probably for Thanksgiving, we're probably going to have a roast chicken rather than turkey, which I prefer anyway.
It's hard to get a person to make the turkeys right. They usually wind up dry, but Bernice has always done a good job for 99% of the time, and so she's doing the turkey this year, so I have full confidence in her and the dressing and the cranberries and all that, and Amy's doing the rest of the meal, and we're going down there with the rest of the outlaws, in-laws, and I hope to have a blessed Thanksgiving, and got that all planned out. But, yeah, their chicken's great. I like the breaded spicy wings. They're not horribly spicy, and they are just delicious. I think I got rusty getting them. But any kind of chicken they make down there seems to be very good.
They have a great deli. Oh, I know I've been there a few times waiting for them to bring it out. Go in there and ask them. They said, won't be ready until about another 20 minutes. I said, okay, I'll be right here. Well, I'd just be laying to myself and the dogs and the cats. So we decided just to have a bigger size chicken. But we're going to roast it. And, Lane's fixing the dressing and all that sort of stuff goes with it. That'll be good. And we'll just be staying home, which will be different than usual, which actually, I'm looking forward to it. Just been so busy lately. And, let's see. I was coming back. I was at church most of the morning. And I came back, I heard you talking to Wild Dave over there, Mustang Dave. And I didn't break in because I was just on the television getting ready to destinate. Probably when I get back this afternoon, one thing I will do is blow the driveway off. Living in a forest is always a chore. N0TR and 4IQ.
This is N0TR. Yeah, Bill, I can just visualize your driveway there. Well, I have the same thing, mostly out back, and I had that maple tree taken out. We had it taken out this week out front, so they won't be clogging up the gutters anymore. That was the weirdest tree I ever seen. It was pretty, but didn't really afford us a lot of shade, so I had it taken out and the stump chewed up. That solves the leaf problem for us, I hope. But out back, in order to keep that backyard blown off, it takes a lot of work. And it's a hobby. I just do it. Well, last night I heard a guy on 1802 on CW, and I hadn't done any conversation on CW in a while, and I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. And, whoa, that's blocked off there. I got to make a quick turn here, and I'll let you out, hon. And, by golly, got on there, and that guy liked to warm my arm off, Bill. Really, really nice guy. WA4AIF, I think it was. I'm not sure. He was a really, really interesting guy. He was a pilot for Delta. And I talked to him on my 160-meter vertical, and then I asked him for a signal report on the horizontal, and he said no difference. It was about 25 dB over 9 on the horizontal, and it was 20 over 9 on the vertical, I think he said, with that. That's the first long QSO I had on that 160-meter vertical, and it was really, really enjoyable. The poor guy, he had, let me see, he had two airplanes, or three. I think, well, he had one helicopter, and then he had two motorcycles, a big boat, just a really beautiful place. He was 3 years younger than me, and he says, I love doing rag cues on CW, and I thought, dang if you don't.
Oh, that's good. Sounds like he has the means. He has all those things. Which is good for him. You know, Lane, the other day you talking about, well, going places, and this guy, obviously he likes to go places if he's got helicopters and planes and boats and everything. But she was saying, you know, I used to wonder why I'd see these old folks out in the front porches, or talk to some of my uncles and stuff like that, and they just like to sit out on the porch, and they really didn't want to go anywhere. Says, you know, yeah, I kind of understand what that's all about. I said, I agree with you. So, things change when you get older. Was this guy still flying? And are these things he had, or do he still had?
Get up there a little bit too much, Bill. I just saw it on QRZ. No, he didn't say anything about it. He did tell me he'd worked for Delta as a pilot for 37 years on CW. But, boy, if you haven't done conversational CW in a while, you know how that can be. I'm used to the normal, your RSTs, 599, and the name here and all of that stuff. But when you start doing conversational CW, you better be on your game.
Yeah, these contests, I got a pretty good list. I tell you what, if I was just chatting with somebody, it probably... I'd probably have to slow down by 10 words a minute.
Some guys run 35, 40 words a minute. I can copy it all right on, you know, with call signs and that, but sometimes I might have to listen to it more than once, but I can't write it down fast. If I keep a dry erase board there, you know, I always just copy it down there, put the Zulu time down and the frequency so that I don't forget it if I get right into a QSO or something, and that works real good. But I really enjoyed it, and so I'll look for him again. He's down on 160 in the lower part of 160, and I'm just thrilled to death getting that vertical with that counterpoise up there. And the second time I shot it up, I put that silky line on there. Chad and I, it's the first time he got out and helped me, we put that just copper-clad steel up there with no insulation on it, but I went with what you said, like I put on my Carolina Wyndham. It's been up there, knock on wood, for years, and I also put that on my Superloop. So I couldn't find it. Wireman didn't have it, and I finally found some at HRO, and mine, so I bought 250 feet from them and got it here the next day or two. You know how they are. They're really good. And that stuff's tough as nails with that 7-strand in there and then the insulation on it. I'm sure glad you told me about that.
About the wire breaking. Of course, the tree comes down, maybe something else. But, yeah, that's good that that antenna's working so well. The CQ Worldwide DXCW is coming up this weekend. And I have not really worked it, at least at my house. I have not worked any contests probably for the last couple of months. I just haven't felt like, especially after my dog passed away, he was always in there with me, and I just wasn't the same. But, so, anyway, I'm going to operate this weekend. Kind of casual, but try to operate most of the weekend, but just on and off. You know, if I sit down for like 8-10 hours, which I used to do, my feet and legs will swell up, and then I can't walk hardly. So I just, anyway, I'm gonna get in it this weekend. I was out working on my antenna, sticking everything, make sure all my beverages are working. They're working really good, and actually cut a small tree that was in the way of the horizontal part of my 160. It goes up about 75 feet and then it goes over horizontal, but I had one tree that kept me from pulling the end up all the way, so I got rid of that tree yesterday. It no longer exists. Enter a TR in for IQ.
N0TR. Yeah, fine business, Bill. Well, I need to work at my beverages, but I just got one. I haven't even tried to use it this year yet, and I've got more noise in the neighborhood because there's more houses. Well, Bob sent me some pictures while you guys were up there just of your point stand in that last contest, and I think you was north of 4 million points, so congratulations on that. You guys really done a great job. I think that was on the the sideband contest, Bill?
Yeah, we kept changing operators like you'd expect as a multi operator. And we're supposed to change our name when we change the operator to the operator that is operating. I forgot twice to do that. So some of these other guys, I bet they're amazed. I didn't tell anybody. I bet some of these guys are amazed how many points they got.
That's amazing how many points you guys got. But, Bob usually keeps me in touch there on that. And, he caught me on sideband the other day. I was sitting down in the basement with nothing to do and on CW at the time, and so I seen some special event stations going, and I like to work the 1x2s, or 1x1s, I should say, I guess it is. Anyways, I was sitting there, and I worked a couple of them up on 20 sideband in probably the general class area, I don't know, and boy, I got a text right away, hey, I'm watching you, old man.
Well, Bob didn't stay the whole contest. He was there Friday, and he left early Saturday afternoon. Oh, excuse me. Anyway, I'm outside. You know, I got about about 9 minutes. I gotta check in and everything here. It's great talking to you. Hope you have a really nice Thanksgiving. I know you enjoy it with your family. And don't overeat. N0TR in 4IQ.
Fine business, Bill. Yes, sir. Same to you and Elaine, and maybe I'll talk to you between now and then. And as they say, the pleasure's all mine, Bill. Nice to talk to you today. I haven't been able to visit with you in a while, and I better go in and pay for these groceries. I'm sitting in the reserve for curbside service, but there's no handicapped parking over there, so rain on them. If they want to give me a ticket, I guess they'll have to. I need an attitude adjustment. N4IQ and 0TR73s, and I'm clear.
See you, Tom. W4NGU.
Oh, hello. I was just getting out to go in here, and it's great to hear you today.
I won't keep you. Just wanted to say hello. I've been off the air for a little while. Had to get some work done on the car, and I had taken the radio out of it temporarily and popped it back in.
You know, bring it over to me. I'll give you $50 for it, Phil.
I'm firm on 60.
I'll go with that. All right, I'll let you go. I'll get in there with my niece. She probably thought I got lost. I was talking to Bill there. Great to hear you. Happy Thanksgiving. W4NGU in 0TR73.
W4, never give up.